You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Ukraine's central government and separatists say three people have been killed in clashes in eastern Ukraine, despite a previously agreed armistice for Orthodox Easter. Stefan Boss reports that the ceasefire violations came amid appeals for peace from Orthodox Church leaders.
Orthodox Christians had just begun observing Easter Sunday when reports of gunfire in eastern Ukraine interrupted an already fragile peace. Ukraine's military said at least one soldier had been killed and seven more injured in the past 24 hours when separatists shelled government positions overnight at several locations, including the suburbs of the rebel stronghold of Donetsk. Rebel authorities reported two fighters dead and four injured in heavy shelling by government forces in the past 24 hours. The latest clashes came as a setback for Martin Sadik, the special envoy of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE. Sadik announced earlier that the government forces and Russian-backed separatists had agreed to observe a new ceasefire with the start of the Orthodox Easter in eastern Ukraine, where the festivity is observed both by the Orthodox and by Greek Catholics. He explains that the Easter ceasefire is needed as, in his words, there has been a high level of unrest in the conflict zone and numerous violations of the previous ceasefire that cause new human casualties and material damage. Sadik also expressed disappointment that prisoners of war remain detained this Orthodox Easter. He says, unfortunately, I have to note that an agreement for releasing detained persons before Easter has not been reached. We are planning to continue working on this issue at the next meeting. Church leaders have still tried to send out an Easter appeal for peace. Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople, Bartholomew I, urged the faithful to bear witness to the love of their neighbors amid the atrocities of the contemporary world, which he said is torn by terrorism, wars, and suffering. Fighting in the Ukrainian industrial heartland has been raging for 2 years now, claiming more than 9,300 lives. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.